This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. I hope that you're well and you'll join me just for about 4.5 minutes because I'm talking today again about the journey of life. Is life a journey or life a highway? Or some people say life's a book that you write as you go on. I said yesterday that God cares immensely about each step of the journey of life. Jesus was saying if God is concerned about a tiny sparrow, well, He knows about you. You've got the very hairs of your head are numbered. Don't be afraid, Jesus said, you are worth more than many sparrows. Every step of the journey. What step are you on right at this minute? Well, sometimes we want to just stop on our journey because it's too hard or there might be a lot of pain. But I think we've got to remember that each step in the journey is important because God uses those steps to mould us into the people he wants us to be. It's not an easy thing to say that when you're going through a particular detour in life. And I say that because in Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, the Old Testament has these words, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." Now that's an amazing promise from God. I think you can take that. In all your ways acknowledge God. And he will make your paths straight. Now, we don't know where that journey is going to lead us, but I think we've got to remember that God is going to use every part of that journey to help in our own development as people. And I think each day I wish there was another way through. But it's not up to us, you know, for God is in charge and he helps us through every step. Let's not forget the importance of the journey. I've discovered, of course, that different people see life from different perspectives. And we handle life differently, but the way you see this life is really the way that it's going to affect you. For example, some people say, yeah, life like a war, or like a battleground. You know, we actually literally fight in our home or we're fighting for our lives. And that's really not a good thing. Others see it as like a competition about who's going to win, who comes first. The spirit of the Olympics, of course, is to participate. And not to win, but we think it's different. The spirit is to win. That means there's a tendency to cheat or if you see yourself losing or you see life as a marketplace. You're going to get in there and buy and sell and you wonder whether you're going to make a big profit or a small profit. Woody Allen said, it's not that I'm afraid to die. I just don't want to be there when it happens. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that each one may receive what's due to him for the things that we've done in the body, whether good or bad. So life is about that. Life has an end, doesn't it? And that end is called death. The weights that get in the way, the Bible has another way of putting this. Two men were riding on a tandem bike one day going down this very steep hill. They were perspiring and panting for all they were worth and they got to the top of this steep hill. That was a tough climb, the first guy said. And the second man said, yeah, it certainly was tough. If I hadn't kept the brake on, we would have slid down that hill backwards. Now, yes, of course, things go wrong. We need to get rid of certain things that hinder our journey in life. It could be a bad job that you've got, or it could be a bad decision that you've made, something that really you should have got rid of. The weariness sometimes is something that also stops us. Have you grown weary? An elderly man wasn't feeling real well. He went to see his doctor. He got very cranky with his doctor because he'd been to the doctor 5 times and he wasn't feeling any better. Look, the doctor said, I'm doing all I can, you know, to help you. I can't make you any younger. And the old guy said, well, look, I wasn't particularly interested in getting young. I just want to continue growing older. And that's fair enough. Is there a way? We get weary, the body kind of says, hang on a minute. Our cars break down and so does our body. We have health problems and so on. But we need to understand that we're here for a purpose and that we can understand there is a divine winner who encourages us. That's Jesus. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. They're good words for us to go through today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.